Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I have an amazing show on tap this evening with an excellent interview from Dave Dresden of Gabriel and Dresden. I'll get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. This is Alex Cristiano, Velma Danzo with Free at Last. Enjoy this. Okay, an amazing track of the week there, Free at Last with Jay Tripwire on Remix Duties. A nice way to start the show, onto the feature for tonight's show. I was fortunate to be able to interview Dave Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden ahead of their show here in Vancouver last night. They are out on the road promoting their just released album called Remedy. This is a good interview here, featuring a lot of stuff from Remedy. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit. This is DJ Wah speaking to Dave Dresden and Gabriel in Dresden, a DJ and production duo who have put together an extensive and impressive resume over the past 20 years in the music industry. They've been Grammy nominated, featured on BBC's Essential Mix at least three times. They've collaborated with a who's who of electronic music, everyone from Tiësto, Above and Beyond, Mark Knight, and many more. They've released tracks on Black Hole Recordings, Armada and Juno Beats, and Tool Room, just to name a few, and they've remixed Madonna, New Order, and Depeche Mode. They've also produced an extensive list of tracks that have truly defined trance and progressive house over the years. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is again Dave from Gabriel and Dresden. Going back, did you have any early musical training that helped you out as you started producing electronic music?
Josh Gabriel actually did. He went to a music conservatory in Holland, and he bought his first synthesizer in 1981.
Oh wow!
But for me, I got into it from DJing. And so really what we did was we kind of combined our experiences in the music industry to create Gabriel and Dresden.
How would you define your sound?
A cross between progressive house, techno, trance, house, ambient, dub. There's a lot of different ways to describe our music, but a lot of people just like to call us trance because our biggest hits were in the trance world.
Would you say your sound has evolved over the 20 years that you guys have been producing?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, it has evolved in that the tempos have lowered a little bit. You know, a lot of our songs in the, you know, the early 2000s, they were up there in the 135 to 138 range. You know, we've always kind of made this sort of organic sounding electronic music that, you know, is you know, largely based around songwriting and songs and vocals.
How did the two of you initially connect, and how did that kind of change the course of your career?
Well, I was a music scout for Pete Tong.
Oh, wow.
In the early 2000s. And I was at the Winter Music Conference, and specifically that year to find music for Pete Tong. He really trusted me and my ear, and he wanted some people on the ground in America to find him of some American artists. And so I happened to be at a party in Miami Music Winter Music Conference in 2001, and I struck up a conversation with a guy named Josh Gabriel, who was handing out his first 12-inch that he had made to give to DJs. And as I was in mid-conversation with him at a show, he excused himself to hand the DJ playing his vinyl because he respected what he was playing and thought maybe it would fit in his set. And so I was like, hey, what is that record you just gave him? And he said, oh yeah, it's my first 12-inch. And I was like, well, I'd like to hear it too. I'm a scout for Pete Tong and I'm looking for new artists. You know, I must have said that hundreds of times that week. So lo and behold, I came back from Miami and listened to the vinyl, and I thought it was really amazing, and I put it on my CD of jams for Pete Tong. And lo and behold, the next week on the Essential Selection, there was Josh Gabriel's debut 12-inch.
Wow.
In the track list. And so Josh called me up. Hey, man, thanks. That's so amazing. I didn't believe you. I didn't think that you really actually worked for Pete Tong. And so that struck up a friendship. And I asked him, hey, do you have anything else I could hear? And you know, he gave me some of his music, and I critiqued it from the DJ's perspective. And he liked the suggestions I had given him. So we kind of joked during one of these sessions, hey, man, maybe one day we should make music together. And I was like, man, that would be awesome, right? And so Pete was actually thinking of ways to get me some more, you know, notoriety or money or whatever. So he offered me a remix of a song by New Order, which he was the A&R person for at the time. And of course, I jumped at the chance, but I didn't really have anybody to do it with because I didn't have a lot of, you know, on-hand musical production experience. And I kind of thought in the back of my mind, well, let's see if Josh Gabriel wants to do it. And he did, and Gabriel in Dresden was born.
It's been a long time without you. And nothing ever stops the pain. I'm still trying to forget you. To keep on holding. to keep on holding.
I read in your rider that you are you guys perform with Pioneer gear, so Pioneer DJ mixer and four CDJs. Why is that the setup that you use?
Well, actually, it's brand new. We were using Ableton Live for the last 12 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we had our songs in the clip view of Ableton Live. And over the years, we've kind of it's stressful setting up a laptop in a club, especially at a festival when somebody else is playing and you're messing with the mixer and plugging things in and just in everybody's way. And so maybe last year we kind of said, hey, maybe we should examine the CDJ setup. And over the summer, I kind of took it upon myself to learn how the CDJ works, because I haven't used CDJs since 2002 and they've significantly changed. I just threw caution to the wind one night, and instead of setting up the laptop, I put my memory stick in a CDJ, and the rest is history, and I don't think we'll be turning back, because it's a much more superior way to perform music than Ableton Live.
That was actually going to be my next question, if you had used any of those programming or any of those other programs like Ableton and Traktor, Serato, or anything like that. Why is it so much better? I'm just curious.
Because when you're not looking at a computer screen, it just feels like you're performing. Okay. It's everything to do with us and how we feel. Nobody ever even cared or noticed that we were playing from a laptop. But for us, we feel just much more into the event when we're able to look at the crowd the whole time and interact with them, and not looking at this computer screen, seeing what we're gonna play next.
Traveling.
drift deeper. Life goes on. We drift deeper. Drift deeper. We drift deeper into the sound. Life goes on. We drift deeper into the sound. Feeling strong. Spring it on.
When you guys are DJing, how much of your set is pre-planned?
Well, it depends. Like if we're doing a festival where it's like an hour, mm-hmm. We'll lay out most of the songs we want to play, and maybe some alternates in the playlist as well. But when we're doing a club show, it's literally like we know what the first song is going to be, and then that's it.
Okay. All right, you are about to embark on a 17-day tour beginning next Friday, the 17th, in Montreal. What are you looking forward to about this tour?
We're looking forward to this tour because for once we're actually going to put on a show. Like we have visuals that we've custom made, and the music is a lot more deep house tech influenced, of course, with like you know progressive house and trance influences. But our album, half of our album is under 124 beats per minute. So we're really doing it as a showcase for the album and, you know, hit all the different songs along the way. So like half the set's going to be like 120 to 124 and then the other half is going to be 124 to 128. And we're not going to be relying on our hit songs like we have over the course of our career, really. We've always been... we know that people want to hear As the Rush Comes and Tracking Treasure Down and stuff like that. But we're really, we want to do something special for this tour to showcase the album.
Over the years, you guys have released three albums by my math. Your newest album, Remedy, will be out on Anjuna Beats on January the 20th. What was the process and inspiration of making tracks on this album, and what is the overall flavor of the tracks?
Well, this album was really the first time we really worked with only one singer primarily, like six songs feature Sub Teal. And so it was the first time we've actually had the singer with us while we were making the music and building the songs around her voice, and you know, getting her in the booth when we needed, you know, something more specific or harmony. Usually, you know, our process was always, you know, make a track, invite the singer over, record the vocals, and then produce it on our own after they've left. And so it felt a lot more like we were a band this time, and it was a lot. It was chaotic and stressful, but it was a lot of fun making this album, primarily because we felt like we were a band.
How do the two of you work together to develop the tracks you made? Like, is one of you sort of visionary with drums and the other's good with the synths, or what's the deal?
Yeah, definitely Josh is a synth wizard. Like I said, he bought his first synthesizer in 1981. So he really, I mean, like, I could live five lifetimes and probably couldn't be nearly as good as him at programming a synthesizer. But yeah, like drums are definitely my specialty. So I, you know, I built a lot of the drum tracks myself and, you know, gave them to him. But we worked together in, you know, like forming the entire song, the arrangement, and, you know, the story, all that stuff is sort of us working together and deciding together where to go.
FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
This was okay, I think. Oh my god. Is that? Yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. That was the first half of my interview with Dave Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden. Full track list for that. Half of the interview can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of Gabriel and Dresden web links. So on to part two of the interview.
Okay, I'm going to kind of hop back to something you mentioned when you were talking about making this album in particular. When you are working with a vocalist, do you guys write the lyrics or do you allow the lyricists to come up with their own lyrics, or is it done in kind of a collaborative way?
It's done in a collaborative way. We worked with Subtil on our last album and we wrote most of the songs and she sang them. But this album, she wrote most of the words on the songs. And, you know, they were all based on real life experiences that we could feel and that we could relate to. And that's kind of, you know, what made them feel like our songs. In the past, we've collaborated on the lyrics with singers like Tracking Treasure Down. We wrote with Molly. As the Rush Comes, we wrote with Jess. And the songs we've done with Jon Burton, most of them we did together. We're both proficient songwriters, so, and really know what we're looking for in a song. We really like to work with either, you know, ourselves or people that we trust with lyrics.
To face the fatal timing of your embrace, when the moments feel like hours under the sway. We'll be right back.
When you are producing, which DAW do you produce with?
Ableton Live.
Okay, and then why?
Just because of the ease of use and the, you know, you could put a couple of sounds into it and like literally in 20 minutes you could have like a whole song. It's just so quick.
Okay, with Ableton, do you guys have any go-to VSTs that you couldn't live without? Or do you prefer to just use the stuff that's in Ableton?
We use a lot of the plugins in Ableton because they're really good and they're very rhythmic. But, you know, we use the UAD, the UAD Quad 4 Duo, whatever it's called, because it's just like literally like having, you know, 50 years of audio recording equipment on a, you know, on a computer. It's absolutely amazing. And for this album, usually we work with analog synthesizers, but for this album, we almost exclusively worked with Serum.
Okay, so your bio did mention that, so I was actually curious about that, and it sounded like you guys sort of try to work with one set of sounds for every album. So what does that allow you to accomplish?
I think it really stems from Josh messing around with Serum. Like, I bought it for us, like, at least 5 years ago, and Josh kind of scoffed at it, like, everybody uses that. We're going to sound like everybody. And he just started messing around with it one day. And he's like, holy shit, this is a really deep synthesizer. And like all his synthesizer knowledge, he applied to it and really pushed that synth to its limits and made some really amazing patches. We didn't even get to use half of them.
All right. Which do you feel more passionate about, DJing and producing, or DJing or producing, and why?
I think that they sort of are a symbiotic relationship, because making music is inspired by performing it. And so I really don't feel like you can have one without the other. Like, I always, you know, whenever I meet a person who only makes records and doesn't DJ or perform, I always wonder how they do it, because, you know, when we're making music, we're always kind of envisioning the dance floor response and like how people are going to relate to it on the dance floor. But if I, you know, if I had to have one or the other, I would probably want to make music, because it's just more lasting.
Is one of them more challenging to you?
Well, definitely producing music is more challenging, because, you know, writing something from scratch is the hardest thing in the world, I think. I mean, any creative pursuit, like painting, where do you start? How do you do this? It's definitely, I feel like, a lot harder to make music than it is to spin it. So come on.
I just want to verify before I ask the last question. Your studio is in Spokane, is that correct?
Primarily, yeah. That's where Josh lives. Okay. And I have a studio in my basement as well, and I do a lot of work in there.
Okay.
But when we get together, we do it in Josh's studio.
Okay.
And all of our instruments are there.
Oh, okay. Easy enough. Is there a particular reason why you chose to go to Spokane and not somewhere like LA or one of the bigger centers?
Primarily price, really.
Okay.
Josh is not a city person. He's definitely an off-the-grid kind of guy.
Okay.
He prefers smaller places where you can like find nature and trees and grass and countryside, and also his girlfriend is from there, so that's why he ended up there.
Can you name one label that you are proud to have been released on and why?
Anjuna Beats, because it's, I think, one of the strongest record labels out there in terms of recognition, their brand, and what they give you, what they give all of their artists. A lot of labels are sort of like, you know, give us something, we'll release it and see how it does. But like Anjuna Beats, they treat you like your family. It really feels like a family there. And all the artists are really welcoming, and we all kind of work with each other, and we all collaborate, and we all talk. We even have like a WhatsApp group where we're always chatting.
Oh, wow.
With each other.
Okay. Can you name one producer or DJ whom you really admire and why?
You know, right now, I really think that would be Ben Bomer. I just love what he does, and like his vibe and the music that he makes, and I love his little story. that, you know, he wasn't really going anywhere musically until, like, he had a death in the family, and that really got him to emote as a producer. And you can hear it in his music. You know, there's a deep emotional connection in his music, and it translates well. And I think that that's why he's, you know, becoming so successful, is because his music feels honest.
Okay, over your career, you guys have basically played every major global club and festival, so this might be a little bit hard to call, but can you name one show over the past month, or sorry, past 6 months, that has really stood out for you and why?
I mean, it's a tie, really.
Okay.
Between the ABGT Weekender at the Gorge and the ABGT 350 show in Prague. Both of those were just amazing shows, well received. We didn't have to pander, even though it was a large crowd. You know, people were into what we were doing and who Gabriel and Dresden are. And it felt really special to be playing in front of, you know, 15,000 people and playing 123 beats per minute progressive house music.
Okay. What is your vision for the future of yourself production-wise and also in DJing?
The vision for the future. I think more of the same, really, just going in the studio and being honest and trying to better ourselves each time we go in the studio. I mean, it's hard when you've made a couple of landmark records to better yourself. But, you know, we try every time, and it's always rewarding when we get to release the music and see the response that people get. And
okay.
It all makes it worth it when you know that you're helping people.
Okay, easy enough. Is there anything release-wise or gig-wise that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, the album Remedy, which comes out literally a day before we play in Vancouver on January 17th on Anjuna Beats. We'll be right back.
Okay, so this has been Dave Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden. Their new album, Remedy, will be out on Anjuna Beats, as he just said, on January the 17th. They will be here in Vancouver on Saturday, January the 18th at Celebrities. A selection of Gabriel and Dresden tracks can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, TrackSource, Apple Music, and Spotify. And a full list of Gabriel and Dresden and related web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Okay, I'm all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. I hope you enjoyed the Dave Dresden interview there this evening and maybe had a chance to check them out at Celebrities in Town last night. So there were five tracks on that album, that the new album that they put out there called Remedy, which just came out this week on Anjuna Beats. It's an excellent album showcasing beautifully haunting vocals of Subteal along with the quality tech production of Gabriel and Dresden. Definitely worth a listen if you get a chance. Full track listing for the show can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can do so in one of two ways. First, check out Techno Progressivo on Apple Music or at citr.ca under the Techno Progressivo show link. Up next is going to be Smiley Mike with a heaping helping of all things trance and transcendence. Let's finish up, as we always do, though, by setting the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. So for this one, we'll take a short hop back 7 years to 2013 with a tip of the cap to tonight's interview guests. It's one final track from Gabriel and Dresden. This is Tomorrow Comes. So enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 4 weeks.
days I just run away to a place I hide my own disgrace. I dream of a better place. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow, tomorrow.